Our first reading comes from the Hebrew Bible, from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. So as you open your pew Bible, you just go a very few pages to page 7, and you'll find this section of Genesis. So hear these words. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I established my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the rainbow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture this morning comes from the first book of Peter, the first letter of Peter to the churches in the early church. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 220 of the New Testament in the Pew Bibles. Hear now the words of the Apostle Peter. "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous and the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who was gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our third and final reading today comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. You can find it in your New Testament of the Pew Bible on page 33. Hear these words, which are very familiar because we've been reading them since throughout Advent. "In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.' And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Clearly, I don't preach from the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Bible, as much as I could or as I should. And obviously, this passage from Genesis that I read earlier is filled with an incredible image. It talks about the time the obedience of Noah and his family, all the animals and the ark. And specifically, it talks about the reaffirmed covenant of God with Noah and with all the earth. Well, in light of a story about rainbows, I want you to exercise your imaginations today again, but I want you to think back about a memory that you may pull up from your brain, a memory of a time when you experienced one of God's rainbows. Think about where you were. Now, in that image that you're conjuring in your mind, the dark clouds are going off in the distance. If you listen, you can hear the faint rumble of thunder as that storm marches away. And if you look closely, you can still see a few lightning strikes off in the distance. In the foreground of where you're standing, you can feel the sun's rays coming down on your face and the sun streaks across the view. But as you're standing there, all around you, the vegetation, the grass, the bushes are wet. And in my memory, I can smell the smell of wet sagebrush. And as you look up in the sky and those dark clouds that are fleeing from you is a gorgeous, vibrant rainbow. It seems to hang in the sky as it arcs across the entire site. Vivid, bright colors of an amazing spectrum. And you are within the presence of God. Now, scientifically speaking, we know that rainbows are simply the combination of light and water. The sun's light is refracted and reflected through raindrops that act as prisms, if you will. And when we're at a low angle and can look up at that rainbow, that's the phenomenon. It is simply light and water. But to Christian people, a rainbow is so much more than that. The rainbow was for God a symbol of the covenant that God had made with Noah, with Noah's family, with all the animals on the ark, and with all of creation. You see, God needed the reminder, God said, a reminder that every time there was a rainbow in the sky, God would be reminded, and we would be reminded of that covenant, that agreement that God had made with all of us. You see, God wants more than anything to stay in connection with people. God wants to continue to be in connection. And so when we think about this, when we consider the rainbow, we realize that it truly is this connection that God is going for, these foundational elements that comes together, because God wants more than anything else to be reconciled to all the earth. We will today, this being the first Sunday of Lent, begin that 40-day journey where we will walk with Jesus and with each other. As I mentioned at the beginning, we'll walk through the 40 days of Lent. And as we go, I want you to think about that idea of reconciliation, the idea that God wants to stay connected to us. And as we talk about that this morning, I want you to keep in your mind that image of the rainbow. Because I believe there are four areas in all of our lives that call out for reconciliation. So this morning I want to offer you four pathways, pathways that you might take through this 40-day period of Lent to help you to attain that reconciliation. First of all, I think that we all need to be reconciled within ourselves. I want you to think about that. Do you feel like you are the person you profess to be? Do you feel like what you believe in your heart is reflected in your actions, in your words, in the way you walk through this life? Are you authentically who you are? Do people know that it's you they're talking to? And it feels the same way in your heart. I believe that the pathway to reconciliation within your own self is through prayer. By praying to God and listening for God's message, we can begin to be reconciled with ourselves. Reconciliation simply means to be in harmony, in friendship with yourself. Second of all, I think we need to be reconciled to each other. Do you feel like you are a true member of this community, of any community? Are there people with whom you may have become estranged? Are there folks who you love who need to hear that from you? I love you. Are there bridges that you have burned that need to be rebuilt? The pathway to reconciliation with each other is simple contact. You need to pick up the phone or write a note or send an email, or better still, go up to that person and say, "Let's talk." The pathway toward reconciliation with each other is simply contact. Thirdly, I think that we need to find reconciliation with all of God's creation. I think you need to be back in connection with the earth, with the sky, with all the creatures. Now, I think that what that means clearly is we need to worry about global warming, but it is so much more immediate than that. I think we need to return to the place where we have an intimate connection with the creatures and the land and the sky and everything around us. And it's especially ironic that we live in Colorado and we seem so distant from God's wilderness. The pathway that leads to reconciliation with creation is a matter of focusing and getting out into God's wilderness. Fourthly, finally, and most importantly, we need to be in reconciliation with God. You need to accept your part of the covenant that God made with the rainbow. You need to recognize your shortcomings with God and to ask for God's forgiveness. You need to realize that the kingdom of God starts with you, and that by asking for help of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustainer, whatever words you want to call that, you need to ask for help from God. Because the pathway to reconciliation with God comes through reading and studying the Holy Word, the Bible. Prayer helps to bring about reconciliation with yourself. Contact helps to bring about reconciliation with each other. Focus and time outside helps to bring about reconciliation with all of God's creation. And studying the Bible helps to bring about reconciliation with God. When you think about it, Lent can be a time that conjures up dark clouds and heavy thoughts, and it is that time. But it's also the perfect opportunity to begin to be again reconciled with Jesus Christ. The rainbow was God's reminder to God's self, but also to us, that God wants more than anything to be in intimate contact with God's people. God wishes reconciliation with the entire world. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Dear Lord, wonderful Creator, we ask for the realization and the admission that you have made a covenant through rainbows with all of us. We ask, Lord, for your power to make us be reconciled people with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we ask for your blessings in the name of the one who brings us the glory of rainbows, Jesus the Christ. Amen.